Perhaps it's fitting that you have to go a bit out of your way to find the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum. This well-known site is certainly worth the drive, but in the early days, it was one of the more remote locations on the shores of Lake Superior. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Whitefish Point, Michigan is home to the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum. It's estimated nearly 300 ships have sunk along this coast over the decades. The rate of tragedies has declined over the years, but it remains a challenging place, especially in November.
Technology did get better. The ships became larger. Weather reporting technology, how strong these ships are today. But there's also other elements. And I think maybe these days in November, we'll look out in Whitefish Bay and see a dozen ships out there waiting a storm out.
Bruce Lynn says perhaps the best known of the Great Lakes shipwrecks changed the way even these largest ships plied the waters around Whitefish Point.
After the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in 1975, that was a bit of a wake-up call. Those ships would plow through just about anything, and now you will see them waiting a storm out. Even a 1,000-footer will be waiting in the bay.
Today, the Shipwreck Museum tells the story of this place. It's about much more, though, than a recitation of ships that sank in the area.
We have the oldest operating lighthouse on Lake Superior. We have a lighthouse keeper's quarters. We represent the 1920s era in this building.
Another piece of history recounted here is that of the government entity called the Life-Saving Service.
If a ship were getting into trouble somewhere in the vicinity of where a Life-Saving Service station was located, you had Life-Saving Service crewmen. They were also called surfmen. They were called storm warriors. They would launch small boats. They had cannons that fired projectiles with lines attached with a ship and try to, almost like a zip line, bring people off of the ship onto the shoreline. Their stories are dramatic.
It's a fascinating piece of history combined with current-day shipping that you'll find at the museum. Traveling the countryside at Whitefish Point, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.